It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 333.
What's going on? It's a good number. Real like it, 333.
Is that if 666 is the devil?
Yeah, 333 is...
I don't know, half a devil, I guess.
No devil.
I was saying to you before.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken to Mr. 97 in a while.
I mean, he's here. If you haven't heard him.
Yeah.
He's in the room.
You were telling me about your falling down the stairs.
Yeah, that happened.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's pretty much all healed up now.
What do you mean, all healed up?
Well, he's young. He's a young little mutant that heals quite quickly.
But what was actually broken? What did you have to heal?
Oh, I just had a big bruise on my back and my elbow. Elbow was a bit sore. Swollen, real swollen. Actually.
You see, if this was me at 19, I was either in a fight or really pissed and all of that happened. Otherwise, it's not happening.
Mr. 97 was holding his dog when it happened.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes. Yeah, so I got home from a party.
What time?
2 a.m.
2 a.m. Yeah. Shit.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Definitely has that.
Not even drinking. What the hell are you getting home that late? Like, that doesn't... Why do you want to be out late?
The ATO site was slow. Is that MyGov? Wasn't able to log in?
Why were you out that late?
It was one of my best mates' girlfriend's party.
And how do you go not sort of drinking? Because there is a lot of people.
It's fine. Well, because pretty much all my mates don't drink.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, one of them had a few, but yeah.
I'll tell you what. I mean, what are you drinking? Coffee? You don't even drink coffee. No. It's just stamina. I think there's like people like, why do people, how can you stay out so late? It's like when you're drunk, you don't realize the time. Yeah. For some reason, it's like you just keep drinking. It gives you some energy. But when I'm not drinking, I notice being out, like, because I start looking at my phone, I'm like, I'm feeling tired. Like, I physically feel sleepy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to get out of here. Are you feeling like that?
A little bit. I mean, towards the end, we were just like sitting on couches and I was getting a bit tired. But I mean, you're just sort of talking to people just gives you energy.
You talk to people?
Absolutely not.
At parties?
Yeah. That does not give me energy, though. That sucks me dry of all energy. The couch thing reminds me of school days. How many people you could just fit on a couch.
Yeah.
You get that vibe?
Not really. We were
just all like sitting on couches and stuff.
We were all stoned sitting on the couch. So the couch had a real purpose.
Was there family as well at the event?
Yeah, yeah. Her parents were there. And well, so they were twin sisters actually, so.
Okay.
Double party?
Yeah. And a lot of cousins as well.
Okay. The Persian, yes. Yeah,
the whole Persian community.
And so you got home and then what happened? You've just picked up your dog?
Yeah, so my dog was sleeping on the couch, I think, and she...
Oh, so many people on the couch. This was at your house.
Yeah, this is when I got home. And she came walking over when I opened the door, and I thought I'd just take her down so she could sleep with me. And
because your actual room is not... Is it attached to the house?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
we've gone over this.
You have to walk downstairs to get there.
But that's what I find confusing.
Well, he lives on the slope. You live like on a bit of a sloped block.
Yeah.
And so the sort of living area is upstairs, yeah?
Yeah. Well, it's like...
I've never been there, I know this, because I've just driven past his house and thought...
I've never thought about which one was his room.
Well, you've constantly asked...
literally at the
Do you
front.
Live in the garage?
Could we
do
actually...
Do you live in the garage?
Could we hang at your house? Like, would that be...
We could do an episode.
Yeah, but not even doing an episode.
Oh, yeah.
You could just... Content aside...
You could come over for a sleepover, Josh.
No, how would that be... Because remember when you're younger, it's sort of like you have friends over.
It is true because when you start getting older, you're all sort of a bit fuddy daddies. Like you've got your own thing.
I've got my own toothbrush now.
Well, you've got your house, you've got your routine. You get home, you and Bree, like you've got your little ritual or whatever it is. Just your consistent pattern of living. Like Amy and I think about tonight, can't wait to get home with Bodie and Amy. We just do our little thing, have some dinner. All sit around on the floor having dinner. Like, it's really nice.
We don't have a dining table.
No, we don't have a dining table. So it's almost like a Japanese style low sitting restaurant.
If you have,
I like to.
If you're eating off a coffee table, you just call it Japanese style. So.
There is a Thai restaurant that this is what people of age do. They go They go to restaurants and they hang out together, which we've done. But I mean, I guess Mason, are you someone who, Mr. 97, are you someone who likes to entertain, like bring people to your house?
Nah, not that often. Nah. Usually go to my other mate's house.
If you had friends over, would they be in your room, in your nook?
Yeah,
or would
probably,
they be in the lounge room?
Nah, probably in my room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did anyone at the party know you from Shameless podcast?
No.
No? Okay. No, it doesn't have a cut through like that?
No.
We need to get t-shirt, like merch that 97 can wear just so people put two and two together.
And so you're okay? You're not severely injured from falling down the stairs?
No, so I was, I mean, it, like we dressed up for the party in like suit sort of stuff, just suit pants and a shirt. And I had like tan shoes on and I was walking down the stairs and I have to duck to like there's like a little bit that you can sort
are
of
you
hit
under
your head
the
on.
Stairs? Is that where you live? Is that where, are you Harry Potter?
No, you can you knock your head on a little. I don't know why it's there, but you can hit your head on it. It's like a wall sort of thing. Uh-huh. And so I ducked and I like leaned back a little bit, and then my heels just like slipped and I fell back and slid. I was at the bottom of the stairs, so I just slid a few stairs down.
Here's what's happened. He's worn these suit shoe pants about once.
Suit shoe pants.
Three times.
Three times. Yeah. He hasn't walked on concrete.
Yeah.
And he hasn't scuffed in some grip.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And then you've hit the stair. And
yeah. And just slid down.
Did you make a noise?
Yeah. I literally thought I got away with it. I thought like it was sort of like a quiet fall. It was just like, oof. Like one of those, but it turned out like everyone was just like getting up and
at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
your parents.
And just checking on me.
And did they make a big deal or were they like, Mason?
Yeah.
You okay.
Yeah. My dad came down and just checked it out, and then he just went up back to sleep. I was like, yeah, it's all right.
I think if the same thing happened to me,
you would have done your disc.
I would have died.
Yeah.
That I was going to say.
My elbow was literally like, it was puffing up heaps. Dude. And I have a little thing on my back, like a bruise, and that was all swollen as well.
People die like
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Like, well, that's what, like, I was, that's the issue I have with fail videos on YouTube. Because I can, there's some very, 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 very funny videos on YouTube where it is the same scenario that someone would be in and die.
Yeah. Well, I get you onto that? Because I got in a habit of, not habit, just that, like I was just binged hard on these guys that do these fail videos where they put electric current running through the seat and then they put the bike somewhere and then it gets stolen. They're sitting down and they press this button and it zaps their ass. And they've just done some really horrendous ones. Yeah. Like hot seat, they use a blowtorch on this metal seat. These guys, these fucking idiots. It's all men trying to steal this shit. Dumb men just jumping on. Oh!
Do you think it's okay? Like what is...
No, it's not okay. Prank videos and like that kind of shit is not okay.
Is that like the ultimate privilege or whatever, being at your house on a Saturday night, ordering in Uber Eats and just watching fails of people really hurting themselves? Is that what privilege is?
The privilege is the guy who also stings Uber because the person didn't come to their front door.
Did you know Bree told me the other night, she's like, oh, we got free delivery. And I was like, what do you mean we got free delivery? Uber Eats now, if someone is close by that is ordering food, you can jump onto their order. So it gives you like a five. She said, oh, if we order Betty's Burgers in the next 5 minutes, it's free delivery.
I mean,
so that we've gamified
these things
it.
Are all cool, but you're still spending money. Mm,
but we saved
$5.
Barefoot
investors disappointed.
Just not happy.
Everything that you think is a win, he's that's an L, bro. That's an L. Mm. Anyway, I think I got trolled on our Instagram page.
About time.
HB Max Challenge is their Insta handle. She's written and said, you guys need t-shirts? Tommy Jacket, is your shirt white? I think she's saying that my t-shirts...
Looks a bit off.
Well, you gave that comment. I tell you what. It's hard. I mean, I've got like 10 white
t-shirts.
This is
a new one though, is it? Or do you just washed it?
This is on the newer side. Yep.
You're just a bit of a boy.
No, you know what? I'm more of a grub now that I've got a kid. And I know it's a great excuse to be able to use. Yes. But Bodhi like wipes green smoothie on my shoulder. Like Amy's had to change her clothes multiple times when we're about to walk out the door because Bodhi's got peanut butter and just... Oh. Wiped it all over
it. That's so annoying.
It's very annoying. But
wonder what I would do. What do you think I would do? What would I be like in those situations?
I think you'd learn a lot about yourself being a parent.
Yeah.
I think you especially, out of all my friends.
I would feel it's a shame that I'll never know.
Well, you don't. Fucking don't say that.
Well, I don't.
It might be an accident and you and Bree will be having a kid. It's a beautiful thing to have a baby. It's amazing.
But you think that I would, out of all of your friends,
out of all my friends,
likely to cope well. I watched the Brené Brown thing.
I don't mean cope well. Night. I mean a realization.
Mm.
And because it like you were not, it's not about Josh anymore. Like that's
yeah, it's so annoying.
Even when you've got a partner, you can be all about Josh mm-hmm. and still have a partner. Because yeah. I've been that yeah. person. And I think I, mm-hmm. yeah, but I think you'd be a good dad. I just think you'd learn a lot about.
But the peanut butter thing, I just don't think I would. I wonder what my reaction would be.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, part of me is like, absolutely so not. Like, don't put peanut butter on me.
Yeah, they just don't know it too. You've got to discipline them. I've been getting into some, you know, some literature around parenting kids, like disciplining.
What do you mean you Googled some shit?
Yeah.
What do you mean literature?
Literature.
Have you bought a book?
No, I was listening to an e-book.
So you're an audio book.
Okay, listen, go on. I'm trying to be smart.
What was the audio book that you...
It was actually Jordan Peterson's book. There is a whole chapter on parenting.
Okay.
Which is good. But Amy and I have been wanting to sort of start looking at some other options for disciplining kids. You know, because there's the kids that fall into some categories. There's like the ones that are... The
wooden spoon's not working currently.
One, like...
Were you smart? Oh, fuck, I got so many... yeah. Mum broke so many wooden spoons on me.
Actually broke
yeah,
them?
Yeah, yeah.
She was either buying shitty wooden spoons or severely harassing
well,
you.
Well, the thing is I just remember the one... I remember one where I put my hand out, arm out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it broke. But it was funny. Like there was like... every time she broke a wooden spoon...
Man, I remember we had a wooden spoon that was in the family for 10, 15
really?
Years.
Really? No, when you three boys. Well,
I had three boys, but what was going I wasn't on? Getting beaten. I remember seeing my dad throw a ruler at my,
I think they're just
my brother.
I think they're just cheap. The ones that we got must have just been cheap.
Yeah. Well, there's a so.
So how are you disciplining Bodhi at the moment?
Well, not physically, but there is this chapter is looking at physically reprimanding your child. So, the term. I hit my kid doesn't really make sense because there's so many variances. Yeah,
you're
of
not
going
to put on a t-shirt.
Well, there's what force are you physically hitting your child? Because this, like he talks about like flicking your child. It's like anchoring a moment where he's – the problem is Bodhi like runs out straight for the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just – and he's laughing. You pick him up and he's thinks it's hilarious. And I've just like, what do you do? The severity of what happens if he runs out on the road is more extreme than flicking him on the hand and saying, that's not okay. And I'm not saying that's
if what I ever see anyone. So what I'm doing it now. So
yeah, like that's just a little, like just a little flick. And that's, this is, so that's when you say, do you physically harm your child?
My mum would use her nails. That was sort of a good little trick.
You see then, how it, you
cause,
see.
Because she could be subtle in the shop. So if I'm having a meltdown, she could grab my arm like this, but really, and say, if you don't fucking stop screaming right now. It was good because no one could see the fact that she was having a full blow up.
So then the problem is what she says, if you don't fucking stop this right now, then what? Mm-hmm. Because if the then what actually never comes through.
It was the naughty boy's home. It was a constant one. She found the shittest place in the neighborhood and would say, you're going there.
Well, so it's so deep, right? So it's like, you look at the threat that you're giving to the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Will you follow through with it? Is the threat. So that's a threat that's so severe that she won't follow through. You knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so the threats need to be not so severe, but just enough that they know it will happen and you'll act on it if it happens.
What were your. So my parents also. Would threaten my brother that he would go to like a Catholic high school, Mazenod. You're going to Mazenod. No!
I mean, you can't threaten kid nowadays with that because it's got implications. It's
not ideal.
Some untoward shit.
We can't mention school names and then say that, but I guess you didn't say it.
No, I just said you can't threaten kids with Catholic schools these days.
It's got a lot of baggage.
Even they're on to, I've fucking seen Pell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, I had the naughty boy beach. So this was a little bit older. Not, I don't think it was. I don't think it was year seven.
The
so
naughty boy beach.
Yeah, Mum used to say we're going to the naughty boy beach, which was down.
It involved
to,
meditation. What the fuck is the naughty boy beach?
Oh, I guess so. Like it was time out. It was like I was probably losing my shit, and I was maybe 11 or 12, and my mum, I think, is a good idea. Took me out of the situation down to this spot. Mm. You know, like where in Melbourne, there's the Brighton Beach boxes.
Yeah.
So it's like between there and the Brighton Bars, which is this nice stretch of beach, sort of big, and there's like a little, what do you call it? Like a little rock jetty thing. And so we'd just go and sit near there. And I just remember it was like, we drive past now, it's like, oh, there's the naughty boy beach. But it was something, it was an active, not discipline. So it's like, It's just time out.
I had hot mustard on the tongue if I...
What?
If I said like a... Which is better than soap.
I mean, he's got a love for mustard.
I love mustard. Yeah. And that was there was definitely a transition for them that was very difficult where it's like I went from like hating the mustard to like...
Oh,
I
don't, mum.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. not the Dijonnais.
Dijonnais is not mustard. Yeah, I know it's mustard.
It's a Dijon.
Yeah, it's
mad. But yeah, they would use like a hot English.
Ah, okay. That gets you.
Which would just like get you right in the nose.
Oh, gets you good. I remember I had soap once. Oh, once.
That's not good.
Oh, well, it's not like... I just remember just getting a bit of soap. See, my parents probably wouldn't ever remember this. Yeah. I definitely wasn't disciplined in terms of physical force. Yeah, I don't
what
think...
What about you?
I don't think ever. What about you?
Did you ever get smacked?
Nah, I never got hit or anything. The worst one was probably, I can't even remember this. Mum and dad tell me, but I was throwing a tantrum in the car, mm-hmm. And I was trying to, for some reason, I was trying to throw my favorite toy out the window on the freeway, and so my mum decided that she had enough, and so she dropped me on the side of the road in my car chair. So she pulled over, took me out, left me on the side of the freeway, and drove 20 meters up.
That's amazing. Oh, the car chair,
yeah.
The car chairs aren't easy to get out either.
It wasn't irrational. She was taking it. Yeah.
God.
Early 2000s, a lot easier. Just one single strap.
End your tether. Like that's what happens, right? Yeah. I remember, it's amazing.
Road trips. Fucking the amount of times dad's like, I'm going to turn this fucking car around.
Yeah. But it's so like how we're disciplined as a kid. Like in Jordan's book, he's coming from a psychology background of understanding how this happens, what happens as a child and what you morph into as an adult. Mm-hmm. And he said, like, what do you think these people just all of a sudden appear, these young teenagers out of nowhere and they're little assholes and monsters? It's like, no, they're actually bubbling away. They were a sweet kid once, but then they're like not disciplined and they're not, parented right.
I wonder how much judgment he feels because his daughter is in the public sort of spotlight. Wonder how many people were analysing her and saying, oh, she's this way because she only eats meat because of
I think he only eats meat because of her.
Really?
She did it first, yeah. Oh,
interesting.
It's interesting. Like, I hope that when Bodhi's grown up, that, yeah, it's like, you
so
just
how do you get mad?
Close.
How do you actually get mad? So if you want to get mad, I think that's what I struggle with in general life is how do you express your varying levels of anger without it just feeling like a blow up?
Well, I don't know. Shouting, I think my go-to is raising my voice, which is like, it's probably just the easiest.
It's got trigger.
Yeah, but I don't think it's that. Like it's something I'm probably trying to work out. What are the alternative? If this is my go-to just because I stop this, like it's so easy just so you could use words with heightened tone.
I guess part of it, like I remember watching Super Nanny.
Oh, yeah.
That's unacceptable, remember? the word she would say the most, she couldn't say.
Unacceptable?
Yeah. That is completely unacceptable. The kids didn't know what she was saying, but she was saying not acceptable.
Yeah.
But, I remember she would get on their level and she would look at their, like, make eye contact, get down, and then they would say, she would use your name. Tommy. That was not okay.
Yeah, we say that stuff. Bodhi, look at me in the eyes and you see him, he's just like...
Darting,
doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. But there's... It's interesting the flow and effect from how your child behaves and then when they're out in public and then how other people are seeing them and then how other people are treating them directly adds to their development.
What do you do with nieces and nephews? How do you discipline like a kid that's not yours?
It's hard to do anything to a kid that's not yours.
Yeah.
If they're clearly slapping another kid in the face, I think there's a
so is there like obligation? Rules? Like, do you think there's rules around it where it's like, oh, because I saw on Instagram Joe Rogan, it must have been one of the old reality shows that he was hosting. Did you see
this? I saw this as well.
What happened? This lady hit a guy on the reality show. And then Joe was like, you can't do that. You can't assault someone. And then the husband stepped in and started like yelling at it, and they started punching on.
With Joe?
Yeah.
Big mistake.
It was sort of like...
Is that the one he choked him out? Did he put him in a sleeper?
The end of the fight wasn't on there.
Oh, damn.
It sort of looked like Survivor.
It had Survivor vibes, but yeah. He was on Fear Factor. Maybe it was Fear Factor.
Yeah, it was Fear Factor, yeah.
And so what's the what is the protocol though? Especially, do I have less authority in regards to telling kids off based on not being a dad?
I think there's probably a set of rules that we could work out. Not that we're going to, but I think
we can.
Unwritten, unsaid stuff. So it's like, if you see him, Bodhi, hitting someone in the face and you wanted to say that's not okay and grab him, I think most parents would be accepting of if I didn't see it. It's a, I think if
all of a sudden I was disciplining him every time we hung out, it could be an issue, wouldn't it?
I read a book. Yeah, exactly. I've read some literature.
Yeah, just like, let me deal with him, Tommy. You guys relax. I've got this. That's unacceptable. So no, I do wonder about all that stuff.
I mean, we've gone far off the t-shirt thing. Did we finish that?
The peanut butter on the t-shirt.
Oh, no. that I'm wearing.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Max, I think it's Maxine. Is it Helen? It's Helen. Sorry.
Yeah.
Helen's. HB. Helen said that my t-shirts aren't white. And does that mean that they're going fucking yellow because I'm not bleaching them? Mm-hmm. Look at your little face, mate. Are you doing your t-shirts at home? Do you even do the washing?
I do all my washing.
Do you
have any wipes?
She said, I can't even say that I do all my washing.
Well, it's all my clothes are at the point now where it doesn't really matter if you mix white and...
That's what I thought. I fucked one of Bruce's t-shirts that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's when it's older, it's fine.
Oh, we actually, Amy fucked one of Bodhi's t-shirts with my new jeans.
You say one of Bodhi's teachers?
No. One of Bodhi's new t-shirts, expensive one.
Yeah. Bodhi's got an expensive t-shirt.
Mate, he's got ridiculous.
What brand?
Oh, there's this one baby brand. I just know it's that one, which those t-shirts are expensive. Like, I'm talking probably $30-$40.
$30 to $40 for a t-shirt? 30,
maybe 20.
You spend $12 on yours.
I know. This is, mate, it is a lucrative industry.
But why can't he wear the $12 ones?
I haven't bought him a piece of clothing ever. So I'm not going to go there.
We could do custom merch for him.
If I haven't,
but we could do a premium. We could do a premium. We could do a premium. Like t-shirt with the do you think how do you think Amy would feel if we're like, you know what, based on big media company's merch budget, he can be our first ambassador and all he has to do is wear the merch, so we pay for his clothes but they all have to be the Daily Talk
he's show. A branding
what do you think
we've
about
basically
that?
bought real estate on a human.
Yeah.
Well, nah, because I don't
Jason
think
Zook
they're,
did,
they're too. They're too cool. Like the clothes he has are actually cool.
But that's why, like, we're gonna get like embroidered, high quality.
Yeah, but I think there's. I mean, he'll look cute because he's mini. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't think there's a different length tops. That's a no from me. But his new top, right? This expensive one. We didn't know these jeans were gonna run. They were like blue, like navy. And
you don't even need to wash denim, or does that really change up when you got a kid who shits themselves?
Mate, exactly. I've become more dirty since having a kid. They were dirty and they needed to be washed. But it
died.
Oh,
were these yours, not his? Oh,
they were mine, sorry. Yeah, so yeah, we had
himself.
Bodhi's clothes, my clothes. It dyed his t-shirt blue, but it actually looks fucking sick. Oh, like really? It looks like it's meant to be like that. It was a yellowy top and now it's like this sort of...
Grey.
This weird. No, it's not grey. That would look shit. It's this blue colour that looks fucking awesome.
No, I don't think I could recover from that. I would chuck out the t-shirt.
He doesn't know though.
Yeah. But that's my argument of just getting him $12 t-shirt.
I'll get him in the Daily Talk. I mean, who are we going to pick up? Parents of other kids at daycare that will see him in this?
Yeah, I think it's got cut through. I think it's just a good, easy win for everyone involved, maybe.
How about we start with us?
Like us wearing
merchandise. Mm-hmm. We've got Mr. 97. We've got 3D Dill who's booked the tickets. We haven't even talked about that.
Oh, fuck, yeah. So 3D Dill.
Oh.
The relationship with 3D Dill started, I would like to say, in January.
Yeah, he reached out. Nice email. He'd found us on Matt Diavella's podcast, Ground Up Show, and he said that we were his creative inspiration for the year. Which
is that what he said?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
To any narcissists, you've just hit right the you've got their heart in your hand.
Yeah, my ears were ringing. How much it sort of moved me.
And now he's moving to Australia for 4 months to. be a part of the big media company. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. It's so fucking cool.
Beginning of May, we're going to meet him at the airport.
Yeah.
Can we...
which car are we taking? We haven't spoken about that.
We'll take the I-30.
Yeah, because I've got the baby seat in the car. It's a bit fucked.
So we'll get... so there'll be 90, Mr. 97. And we'll have some signs maybe.
Yeah, I reckon we could...
That'll be the limit. I was like, maybe we open it to everyone who listens to the show in Melbourne to come
to the airport.
I reckon we could get... I reckon Russ would take the day off.
I know a guy, and I've talked about him before in this podcast. He's a prize pig. But he's also like a celebrity hunter.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember this.
And he goes to the airport when he hears celebrities are flying in. Mm-hmm. And he waits. And it's not like he's waiting for...
I would love that job.
It's not a job, bro. He doesn't get paid to do it. Yeah. He just does it because he's...
A bit tweaked.
It's slightly tweaked. I think that unless we just see it as like that's his hobby, right? Mm-hmm. It's like good on him for doing a thing, finding a hobby.
I love airports. I love like...
I don't like going to an airport if I'm not leaving because where do you park?
It's fucking expensive. Well, I've been pulled over by the federal police before.
For what?
Because I was stopping on the side of the road near the airport and getting – I just got my FS7 and so I was getting footage of planes.
You can't do that.
And because I was stopped and then I was driving, they actually like pulled me over. It was awesome.
It's not that awesome. No, you were doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, but it was just like, oh, the federal police. Like it takes a fair bit. It's in the scope of what the federal police will get you for.
Yeah.
Pulling over the side of the road to film planes is a pretty good one.
It's better than getting done on drug charges for importation of cocaine.
Absolutely. So 3D Dill, we'll have him on the show on the Friday that he comes in, do you think?
Well, he'd be super jet lagged. Mm. Like I hope he feels up for it. I think we need, because he flies in very early in the morning, we need to keep him up all day. I think he'll be buzzed. Yeah. Anytime I get anywhere, that's the buzz. Getting home's fucked because you're so exhausted and you're like, this is not.
So you're talking about after the 4 months when he's going home.
Yeah, when he goes home, I'm sure he'll be like, I want to just have a nap or something. But when you get to a new place, you're like, wow. Yeah.
Well, I was already saying to Bree, I'm like, oh, let's get the Saturday and Sunday clear so we can take him Great Ocean Road.
Really? You're going to go?
Well, Bree said it was prematurely. Too early. She's like, how long is he here for? I'm like 4 months. She's like, let's just fucking space it out.
You don't need to settle in.
Yeah.
You don't want to take him on a 2.5 hour drive.
It'd be like 7 hours, but once you do, like yeah,
that's
slowly.
I reckon we go. It'll be our first Fat Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, that first Fat Friday in our new studio, and I reckon we do Jinder Thai, which is the new Thai restaurant. It was not new to us. It's new to us because we're in the neighborhood. New to me. I've never had it. Mr. 97.
Never had it.
Josh says it's the best Thai in Melbourne.
Well, that's what people say.
And then someone else said it and I said, when did you last have it, Josh? He said 2 years ago.
It's a thing though. It's like that, you know, we talked about like if you give yourself sort of a title.
Yeah.
Someone has said that they're the best Thai in Melbourne and now it's sticking.
And I look at the Instagram and I'm thinking, this looks amazing. Mm. So I just hope that I'm as satisfied as I've been told that it was satisfying for
other people. With the new studio. So you're building this week basically three walls.
So the pallet wall that we have here in the studio, everyone was saying, are you taking it? Mm-hmm. It's like, you can't take it. It's too heavy. Plus it'd be too annoying. I can't be bothered. Yeah. I'd rather just build a new one.
Yeah.
So we're building a new pallet wall in the studio.
And so the once we have that set up, this is a bit of admin. Will we be using this table for the first few episodes?
Well, I think there's going to be a couple of phases. There's the
because I'm just over sitting on these stools.
Oh, me too. But I think it will only be a couple more weeks.
If you don't watch the video, we are sort of up on stools and we've both got fucked backs because of it. Well,
it feels like you're at the pub. Like this is height.
Is this what I feel? I would never want
actually
to go to
a
the
bit
pub.
Higher, actually. But this is classic sort of. This is not your standard bar height, I reckon.
And so could we potentially get like a cheap IKEA desk while we wait for Sean to...
like a cheap IKEA desk. That's my only problem.
Well, you won't even really see it. Look, if you look at the shot on YouTube.
I actually think I've got it. We keep it as is.
Oh, can I guess?
No,
let me guess.
I don't think you will because it's...
We take the table top and we put legs on it.
No, but that's not a bad idea.
Don't we have one out the back, like a spare...
No, nah, because the will be super like wonky.
Why?
This is legit how they've structured it. But I was saying, we keep it as one shot, sort of close.
Yes.
All that's sort of changed is the look of the wall.
Background, yes.
But then on phase two of the studio, mm-hmm. when there's multiple cameras, the new lights are there, the new desk that's being purpose built, mm-hmm. Mr. 97's little nook, 3D deal, just, you know,
3D deal.
Cruising around.
I don't know where he's going to be.
But we haven't worked that out yet. We will. But we then sort of open it up so you actually visually see it all in the podcast. So
yeah, I get that.
So the next phase two is mm-hmm. seeing everything.
Yeah. And multiple just quickly cameras. Before we go, thanks to the people on Swoot who have been listening on that app.
Yeah. Shout out to T Long.
Yeah, T Long's been big on it.
T Long. Hey, T Long, I sent you two emails. Hit me back, yeah?
And 3D Dill's on there, Jafe's on there. There's a bunch of people listening. So if you are looking for a podcast app, try to Swoot.
Yeah, it's good. It is good.
No pay, no say. It's the Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.